This is sort of affectionately evolved into our don't blow your head off in the 4th of July segment, which is pretty much what it is, that with everything going on, we like to bring in Sheriff Lovelace, so good morning again. And really, you know, well, one thing I'm worried about is this. Weather's going to get nice now for the weekend.
People are going to get goofy.
Attack it with a vengeance.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we're talking severe burns, amputations, blindness, sometimes death because of the stupid stuff we end up doing trying to celebrate, you know? And that, like I've always said, it's like that's when things happen. You're out there having a good time and oblivious to what is really happening and going on around you, and you gotta, I refer to it as you gotta have that cushion of safety. You have to create that cushion of safety around you. So, well, no matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a gathering, be it family, friends, or what have you, someone needs to take it upon themselves to stay straight, keep an eye on things, and somebody has to have that part of the brain that says, wait a minute, this might not be a good idea. Yep. And you know what? And how many times in your career have you seen what could have been prevented if somebody had just had that part of their brain that said, hang on a second, this might not be such a good idea?
Well, you know the joke, you know, that it's like, hey, Toivo, hang on to my beer and watch this. You know, that you're right. Somebody's got to be watching that, and maybe more than one.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we're talking about, obviously, going into the 4th of July weekend, and we're, you know, fireworks, and there will be alcohol consumption. There will be various, you know, parties. Like I said, with the weather getting nice, people might be getting out on the water, which is a whole other line of discussion in terms of safety. But let's talk just a little bit about, as we always do, sort of that common sense approach. What tips would you give folks going into this weekend?
The first thing is being alert and being aware, and you can't be alert and aware if you're using substances and alcohol and kind of diminishing your reaction time and your awareness. So the first thing is, like I said, alert, aware, kind of make sure that cushion of safety you have, if you're driving, that you create a cushion so that you've got time. If something happens in front of you can swerve, you can react, so you have that reaction time,
which is true on the water as well.
Sure and I don't care, even if you're mountain biking, I mean, you've got to go at a reasonable speed or a reasonable way that you're in control, and that you're not going to have one of those oh god moments, you know, where it, whatever the situation is, it just boom, it happens. You can't react fast enough. So the, you know, staying straight, somebody, or alternating or taking turns being the lookout person or the aware person with the group is probably a good idea.
What's legal and what ain't as far as our celebration devices here? Because this is always up for confusion, because yes, you can purchase in some areas some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it's the sparklers, the cones, the snakes, things that kind of stay on the ground and don't explode and don't make big booms, and you know, the bottle rockets, the firecrackers, M80s, the, they got something now called, I guess, the quarter pounder.
Mm-hmm. So I've heard.
Well, that's it. You know, people go on vacation, but you don't have to, and purchase stuff, but you don't have to go on vacation. I mean, it's legal to purchase the fireworks, okay? But if you're going to use them, you better make sure that in Michigan that it's a Class C, and that it pretty much stays on the ground and doesn't explode. And sparklers, like I say, cones,
it's pretty
snakes.
Much anything that doesn't
leaves the ground.
Isn't it something like if it makes a loud report or a loud bang, a loud boom, or leaves the ground, it's pretty much illegal.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the whole thing. There isn't really anything outside sparklers and a few other things that, and I don't know. I mean, that's for little kids.
Right.
So, go to the big celebration, enjoy the big booms and the fireworks at, you know, the public display. That's a thing to do.
Paid for it anyway in most communities.
That's true. You know? That's very, very true.
And the other thing is that I always like to throw in that people usually don't think about. We think about kids, but man, I'll tell you what, there's nothing worse than you scare a dog, you know, with a firecracker or a big boom or whatever, you know, and who knows where that's going to go. So
because
the
pets,
they don't need to be around when you're doing this stuff, because if they are, who knows that result.
One of the key things, and I think the confusion comes in, is people say, well, how come this firework is illegal because I bought it such and such or whatever? Chances are, in our area, you're buying it on a Native American reservation, which is sovereign land, which is separate legally, and you can buy it and possess it on the reservation and use it. But as soon as you cross over that line off of the reservation, you literally are carrying contraband then in Michigan.
Yeah, and don't worry, it will be confiscated.
Isn't that
I can
a federal
guarantee
charge?
You. Depending on quantity,
the amount,
yeah, and if you're crossing state lines, and gee whiz, here we are, sovereign nation into Michigan could be construed to be maybe it could be a federal offense.
Okay, the goal of this conversation every year is not to rain on the parade; it's just to remind you, because the sheriff will tell you himself, it's not about, you know, killing your fun time. It's just a matter of making sure you don't get killed in the process.